Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Orla loves that.
Loves it.
Yeah. Hey, Orla Ormond. Mondo's in the house. Loving it.
For the last time.
Can we get one more live rendition of it, actually?
Absolutely not.
Go on, give us a moan. Just a little whingy moan. Just a little one.
Nope.
Come on, Orla.
I'd prefer not to.
I think you can do a better one than the original.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
To report bullying now.
You can report that.
I'll be reporting that, yeah.
Do you know what? That is top quality bullying. That is great. That is grade A radio content bullying.
Prime time, yeah.
Is what that is. That is big bucks radio. Daytime FM, 102 Today FM. Quality bullying.
To be honest, I heard it in the car the other day and I did laugh.
It's gold. I tell you, it's gold. So 1st December, kids. Many happy returns. Happy holidays, JP.
Happy Christmas, Ray.
Happy holidays, Orla.
Happy Christmas, Ray.
Happy Christmas. And to celebrate the 1st of December, the opening of door one on the advent calendar.
It's Christmas!
You're going to love this. A Christmas tradition. It's Crazy Frog.
It's very much only a featured vocal on
Bing Bing Ba Ba Bing Bing Ba. Much to it, is there? Really? Yeah. A featured player. Still not a patch on the barking dogs with the jingle bells, it has to be said. Still the best with the dogs. You see it on Instagram, tag me on there, send it to me DMs, I'll put it on there.
Today FM's Christmas cash machine.
Here we go, another 30,000. Dua Lipa and New Rules. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, very good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. Feeling good, feeling goo-goo. Feeling goo-goo. Yeah, what? I'm feeling goo-goo. What of it? Don't you judge me. I can feel any way I want. You may be feeling groovy, but I'm feeling goo-goo. I'm not going to make any apologies for that. The gang's all here, by the way. Man. We on? Are we on a radio?
I think so.
Texts, WhatsApps, hellos, how he is, 0874-100-102. Loads of love for Eddie from Limerick. This was Eddie who was on with us yesterday. He's gone viral. He's gone crazy viral. Yesterday it was like 2.5 million. What's the number? What are the numbers looking like now?
It's got doubled nearly, is it?
Beaucoup de fromage. Merci. And we'll kiadogum dolgoji on lehrus. Je suis une baguette. Or on telefiche français.
Je suis une baguette.
This was Eddie who was on with us yesterday. And he was videoed on Saturday night outside one of the matches at the World Cup in Qatar. And he jumped into that French television interview and said,
"Je suis une baguette."
Now, Eddie revealed to us yesterday in an exclusive interview on the broadcast that he's actually done French, up to leaving cert level. But all he could deliver on French television was,
"Je suis une baguette."
Very impressive, Eduardo. So, it is Eddie, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Jeez, I thought maybe I was getting his name wrong. Sorry. So, this has kicked off now. It's gone everywhere.
It's huge. It's crazy.
What are the numbers on the tweet? Did you get it?
I'm trying to track it
Look
down.
At you there. You
One
like
second.
It?
You're like, I saw earlier on Emmanuel Macron had liked the tweet.
This is it. Thanks for jumping in there on the big reveal there, Orla.
I've done that twice now.
You're having a day of it.
I am, yeah. I should just go home.
Gary Lineker and Emmanuel Macron react to Irish World Cup baguette guy. Eddie from Limerick, while the Munster man who now lives in Dubai revealed to the Irish Mirror that his mother is disgusted with it, he didn't actually reveal to the Irish Mirror. He revealed it to Today FM there, Oisín Doherty, the Irish Mirror. While his man may not be too impressed, Eddie has earned plenty of admirers the world over. Here it is. BBC presenter Gary Lineker reacted to the video on Twitter with a string of crying, laughing emoji faces. And then French President Emmanuel Macron got involved. Internet sleuthing reveals that the leader of France liked the original tweet containing the video of the Irish lad's baguette comment.
4.2 million views at this stage.
It's a simple enough enterprise.
Je suis un baguette.
Well, there's a lot of international love for Eddie. Oh, it's ringing. It's been one week since you looked at me. Still ringing there.
Yeah.
Is he going out tonight?
I think he's out already.
He's not.
I think he's on the points.
Oh, great. This is exactly what I need now. This is exactly what I need on a Thursday. Thursday afternoon. Hello? Eddie? He's not there. I typed in the number you gave me.
And that is the correct number, and it rang. But Eddie's on the points.
Eduardo? I'll try him one more time.
I have to move on. He did say sometimes the L connection can be a bit shaky. Especially when you're holding points.
Boom, 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 boom. And is a mobile... Is he in...
It's ringing again.
He's in Saudi Arabia, sir, was he?
Well, if he's out for points, he's not in Saudi Arabia.
Why, there's...
They don't do the points.
They're closed at this hour, is it?
Pints of milk, maybe.
Early doors.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to get... Eddie! It's still ringing.
Eddie, you're killing us.
Eddie, for crying out loud. Eddie, it's Emmanuel Macron here. I'm just calling to give you the freedom of Paris. Hello? No, it's gone.
He's gone.
He's dead to us now.
Yeah, that's it, Eddie. Never again.
Right, let me do it. If you're in, unlike Eddie, if you're in, roll call 0874 100102. Drop us a note, text, WhatsApp. What's going on with you today? What's going on for your weekend? Did the elf arrive? The elf, gee, mother of God. The elf arrived in our house.
Oh, yeah?
To much excitement. This first thing, 6:30 in the morning, the elf arrived.
Where did the elf appear?
He appeared at the top of the press in the bathroom.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and he had all of the advent calendars with him.
Wow. Oh,
nice. Yeah.
And when our elf appears, he always appears with two small stuffed Liverpool Football Club panda teddy bears.
Right. Every year.
I don't know where he met them. I bet he was probably over at Anfield.
Yeah.
At a game. They've become lifelong friends. But every year when the elf on the shelf appears in our house, he's with two small stuffed Liverpool Football Club teddy bears. I didn't even know he was a fan.
So he's a red. That's unusual. Okay. Is it a colour thing?
Because he wears red and I've no idea. Okay. I'd have to ask him. We'll check him. And if the elf arrived in your house, 0874 100102, we'll do the roll call after Ed Sheeran. This is Today FM.
You see tonight, it could go either way.
Story is Eddie, lad, anyway. He's dead to me. Text him and tell him he's dead to me. Oh, we're still on, sorry.
We are designed to love and break.
Ed Sheeran's and Celestial, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. I'll try him one more time. But I swear to God, if he doesn't answer, I'll brain him.
He swears that number is correct. He's waiting for the call.
If it doesn't work this time now, we've got to move on, because I want to do the roll call. And we've got to get Kira on. We're talking about TVs and movies this week.
It's ringing
once again. It's the same number.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But was he in the same location yesterday?
Eddie.
Well, that's just the gap between rings. You fell for it.
I did.
Yeah. It's going to do the same thing. Whatever it is, it's given us a ringing on this end, but it's not ringing on his end.
No.
That's what I think is happening. Look, I have to move on with my life.
Absolutely.
This is tedious now. Squib. That was a squib if ever there was one. Now, let me tell you, lads, my squib is damp this afternoon. Having a good day. My name is Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Ancha.
Orla Ormond.
Ancha.
Mondo. Have we called you Mondo before?
Yeah, and you made Ben start calling me Mondo as well.
That's fine. He's so easily influenced, isn't
yes.
he? He's so malleable to my will. Lads, you're nearly as viral as the Baguette Lad. It's all over the papers today from Rob. Are we all over the papers? The Baguette Lad all over the papers?
We're all over the papers as well.
Why?
Because we tracked him down.
Well, just because we talked to him.
Absolutely, yeah.
That makes the papers
these
days.
Tough gig.
They will, honestly, they will print anything. Je suis un baguette.
Je suis un baguette.
All right, lads, that's from Rob, by the way. Tommy on show. Hey, Ray, you know when you were telling us about Emmanuel Macron? Yeah, old news. Orla already told us. I'm Sean and Dundalk. Love the show.
Hey.
Hi, Ray, JP and Orla. I can't make it in today. Sorry, I signed up to an online French speaking class taken by Eddie in Limerick. Or rather taught by Eddie in Limerick, I'd say. Lots of love the show. Hey. A from Aaron in Galway. On show, Ray, the weekend portion of the week has begun. Huzzah! Huzzah indeed, Mona. That's Mona stocking up on the supplies for the weekend. And with regards to the elf on the shelf. Actually, hang on a second. I can give you the full reportage.
Oh, really? Are we going to the scene? Are we crossing live to the scene?
That's if she's got... They finished work. They finished school at 2:15, so they're probably in the car now.
That's not working either. It's very handy, isn't it? Tell you what, we're having a good day of it on the phones there.
Could it be this? Could it be in here then?
Oh, it's ringing.
It's ringing. Probably on speaker in the car, I'd say, at this stage.
Okay.
So there could be any amount of swearing.
Hold on to your asses.
Okay, answer the phone, will you? For the love of Mike. The Ray Foley Show. Ringing people who just won't answer. I'd say this could happen later on the cash machine as well.
Yeah.
Drop that. I'm going to ring my wife on my mobile so she knows it's me.
Too.
And I'm going to be totally cool. I'm going to be fine.
You'll be fine about that.
I'm going to be absolutely fine. Because yeah. I'm very chilled and easygoing. Very relaxed.
She's not answering the phone right. Don't mash the phone into the microphone right.
I tell you what, I'm going to leave it. I'm perfectly fine.
Because you're fine with that.
I'm perfectly fine. Elf on the Shelf texts, Pip the naughty elf arrived in our house. He brought the advent calendars, but then he got the hammer and smashed up the Rubik's Cube. He what? He smashed up the Rubik's Cube, lad. That's one naughty elf. He'd obviously seen how frustrated I was trying to complete the Rubik's Cube from Tina. Yeah, our elf brought the advent calendars. But then there's a rule, isn't it, that you're not supposed to touch the elf on the shelf? And he was sitting on the advent calendars.
Oh.
So we were kind of faced with a situation like, what do we do now? How do we get to our chocolates if the elf's bum is upon the chocolates? 0874 100 102. Avicii Levels. This is Today FM. Avicii Levels. This is Today FM. Playing the music. Yo, love. Alan, good day, good afternoon, welcome on in. Ray Foley's my name, there's JP.
How are you doing?
And Ciara King should be over there, but I'm not sure. You know that kind of a way when you're kind of not sure?
We're having a day of it when it comes to connecting with...
I'm not sure. I heard a little moan there, a little moan and a groan.
Would be a disaster, wouldn't it, if I didn't answer. And there was a little bit of me that was like, just for the crack, I'm not going to say hello. But no, I'm a professional, guys. I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen, Ciara King.
Yeah.
Do you elf or shelf in the west of Ireland in Connemara, Ciara? Hello?
I have no kids to elf on a shelf, but I'm sure my friends do.
Right. And
I prefer a snoop on a stoop.
Sorry, what?
I prefer a snoop on a stoop. It's a little doll of Snoop Dogg dressed up as an elf, and you just put him on your stoop if you have a stoop.
Would you give that to a child? Like, do you have any nieces or nephews or your friends'
no,
kids?
No, I don't actually. No, I did buy it for myself.
Okay, a snoop on a stoop. Mm-hmm. That's fair enough.
Snoop on a stoop.
And does he appear on the 1st of December along with the elf on the shelf at like similar time of year? Or is he seasonal specific?
He's seasonal specific because he's dressed up in an elf costume. I'll actually send it on to you afterwards. I'll send you on a link and you can buy yourself a snoop on the stoop.
Okay, that's
I think
it.
It's very funny.
And that's not a plug or anything, Ciara. That's not SponCon or anything.
No,
worth
genuinely.
on show, lads and ladies, heading to Budapest tomorrow morning with Ursula Burke for the weekend. Woohoo! Ooh, Budapest! No recession around here. And hi, Ray. Happy jolly December month. The elf did arrive here and he's given us all the big job here each day to open the advent calendars for all of our furry babies from Murph. What are your furry babies? Like the dogs, is it, or what?
Pets, yeah.
Open it up. We got a dog advent calendar. So we open up the door for the dog every day. It'll be a little doggy treat we got that's worth checking out. And if the dog doesn't get Anthony, he'll eat the elf on the shelf or the schnoop on the stoop. Kira, what are we talking about today? Movies, TV, what have we got?
We're going to talk about TV, Louis Theroux interviews. I don't know, did you see any of those interviews?
I saw a couple of clips from it, yeah.
What else?
Yeah, so in this series, broadcaster and journalist Louis Theroux, who everyone kind of knows at this stage, he's been around now for about 15 to 20 years, and he gets up close and personal with some well-known celebrities. So this series includes the likes of Stormzy, Dame Judi Dench, Catherine Lynch, the comedian, Bear Grylls, Rita Ora, and Young Blood.
Right. Well, I don't have time to get stuck into it now. We'll do it in a couple of minutes. What else are we touching on this afternoon?
We're going to be talking about a new series on Disney Plus called Willow. And if you're missing the Guardians of the Galaxy, I have a little Christmassy special that I'll be telling you about.
Yes, I was reading about that. Okay, that's coming up. That's worth streaming, worth checking out, worth taking a look at on your screens this weekend. We'll play some... I've got a Christmas song for you next, actually. I'll play Harry Styles after this. Hang on.
Winter in Dublin. Can't get you off
my mind. Late night talking. Harry Styles, late night talking. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. JP's there. How are you? Kira King's there.
Hi, guys.
Hi, there's my wife ringing me there now as well. Hello, wife.
Hello.
You're on the radio. I was ringing you, but for the love of God, you wouldn't answer your goddamn phone.
I was in the school.
You are still on the radio, by the way, so don't swear. Because she's got a potty mouth. Yeah, you wouldn't believe.
Can I in first?
Are you with the children?
No.
Okay, so I wanted to get their take on the elf arriving, so they could report on the elf arriving, because he arrived last night, of course. But you look at... Whatever. By the way, where are? Shouldn't one of us know where the children are? I mean, we'll follow.
I know where they are.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. I'm pretty sure that we had two. I dropped two kids to school this morning. I cannot shed any light on their location, and clearly, nor can my wife. Kira King joins us, and we're looking at first the Louis Theroux thing that you were telling us about. This is his interviews series, and a second series of it has been commissioned already.
It has indeed, after the back of these interviews. And can I just say, it was the comedian Catherine Ryan that he interviewed that caused an awful lot of controversy over the last couple of weeks because of something that she said in the actual interview.
She alluded to someone being a predator or a problem, didn't she? But she didn't say who it was.
She did. And she said that everyone knows about this person and nobody talks about it openly. And obviously then the media kind of jumped on this one line that she said in the interview. And she just kind of came out on her Instagram and her social media to say, I'm not going to be talking about this again. But I thought she came across really funny and smart. And what I found interesting as well with the Bear Grylls one, for a man that has drank his own urine and has eaten goat's testicles.
Check.
What I found from the interview was that he doesn't like lentils, that lentils don't agree with him and make him very gassy.
That was a
huge revelation as he was interviewed on his private
island. He's so good, your man, though, Louis Theroux, isn't he? I listened to his book. He wrote out a book that kind of dealt with his time. It was like a diary of his time during lockdown and not working and trying to put together projects and trying to keep the show on the road during lockdown and being at home with his family and drinking too much. And I identified with a lot of it.
I'm sure.
Very, very funny.
That a lot
very
of people
clever
did.
Guy, yeah. So that's,
you see, this is a thing. Because I've been watching Louis Theroux for about 15 years and, you know, his kind of informal wry approach has worked for so long because I guess the internet didn't know, let's say, who Louis Theroux is. Now, though, with celebrities and Louis Theroux coming to their house, they can kind of guess what he's going to be like. So you can put a guard up. You know, if Louis Theroux was interviewing me, I'd be like, oh, you're not going to go all Louis Theroux on me. You know what I mean? I'm going to be able for you. So that kind of magic that he always had has been a tiny bit lost. And I think sitting down on a couch, I think that Louis is better walking around with the people that he's interviewing as opposed to this new kind of formal setting of sitting down on a couch chatting to celebrities. But that's just my opinion.
Okay, kind of, because Lucy Kennedy and the whole Living with Lucy's a similar sort of vibe where he embeds himself and he walks around with them. It's not the same format in that this is just an interview.
No, There's a little bit of that in the background. Like, he walks around Stormzy's house, and you know, he kind of takes it in. But then when he's sitting down on the actual couch with him, it just seems a little bit formal, as opposed to, as we said, where he's at his best, which is off the couch.
Cool beans. What else have you got for us?
Have you heard of the movie Willow? It was released in 1988.
Have I heard of the movie
Get
Willow?
Out.
Do you think I came down in the last shower? Starring Val Kilmer and Warwick...
Davis.
Warwick Davis. And it was like sort of Lord of the Rings before Peter Jackson was even born. Back in the, late 80s.
It was 1988, and it was directed by Ron Howard, and it was based on a short story written by George Lucas. Completely went over my head. I'd never heard of Willow. I sat down and I watched it on Disney Plus yesterday, and the reason that I think that people should watch it is because obviously there's a new series now on Disney Plus, which takes place 35 years after the original movie, and it does star Warwick Davis as well. There is talk about whether Val Kilmer is going to make an appearance in this. He played Mad Mortigan. Do you remember that?
I do, of course. Yeah, he was the hero. They gave away in the Frosties. They gave away...
You were allowed Frosties in your house. Here they were just pure sugar.
I know. Well, unbelievable.
Shredded wheat anyway.
And now I don't know where my children are.
You too, JP.
everything comes full circle. In the Frosties, they used to give away Willow figurines, Willow toys. And I remember Mad Mortigan.
Yeah. I didn't know this.
Showing my age now, really.
I didn't know this.
So, but of course, he's not been well. So his appearance in the modern series is in doubt, yeah?
Yeah. He's kind of currently battling throat cancer, and it was shot during the pandemic as well, so it didn't make it easy to film because a lot of it was filmed in Wales, right, which looks absolutely stunning. If anything that I took away from this is that I need to visit Wales. So there you go. That's how stunning the scenery was in this. So the first two episodes are up on Disney Plus if you want to have a look at that.
Worth checking out as well. And this has been up all week, and I've been meaning to click into it because I, as you know, I'm a big Marvel fan, and your man James Gunn, the director of the first two Guardians, he's now moved over to DC, and he's running the whole DC extended universe from now on. Yeah, they've hired James Gunn to do this, and this is one of his last projects for Marvel, and it's the holiday special of the Guardians.
Wait a second, so he's not directing the third Guardians of the Galaxy?
He is. It's one of them, and then the last film, and then that's it. He's out the gap, and he's going to be focusing solely on DC after that. So is it an hour long, or is it 45 minutes or thereabouts?
It's about 45 minutes, okay. And like I loved Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was excited about seeing Star-Lord and Drax and Rocket and Mantis and Groot. And then when I saw Kevin Bacon was also going to be involved in this, I was like, yes, this is excellent. So basically the story is, it follows the gang as they try to give Quill the perfect Christmas present. And for anyone that's watched the movies, you know that Quill was a huge fan of Kevin Bacon. So they try to get Kevin Bacon as a gift for Quill. Like, it's not as funny as it should be, in my opinion. There isn't enough Groot, in my opinion. But if you're missing the Guardians of the Galaxy, it's kind of like a big forward sell for, I'd imagine, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Worth checking out. So that's Louis Theroux's interviews, the Willow TV show. And if you haven't watched the original Willow, probably worth going and having a look at that first.
Yeah, it is.
And then following up with the TV show and Guardians of the Galaxy, the holiday special on Disney Plus. Keira King, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
You are so welcome.
Thanks for enduring us and for clicking in. Keira has the best radio voice, says Lar on text.
Thank you, Lar.
Pointed, isn't it, really?
Lar hitting the booze early. Keira has the best radio voice. Smoky, relaxing. She's my radio crush, from Lar. Lar, I'm not going to lie, I'm disappointed. go on, have a good day, Keira.
Ray Foley.
Cheers, dear. Bye. Smoky, no one has ever called me smoky or relaxing. How dare you? Right, my wife's going to have to find my children. I better check in. I'll play a Christmas tune for you from Kelly Clarkson next.
The last word with Matt.
Share it and believe. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on Thursday. Here comes the weekend. And it's the 1st of December. Feeling very festive, very Christmassy. Full of the joie de vivre. One thing throwing is something of a damper on my joie de vivre, though, I've got to tell you, is my this brewing feud. I'm trying to work out if I'm feuding or flirting, though.
Right.
My brewing feud with News Talk's Kieran Cudahy, who was doing the cash machine calls earlier in the week.
Right. There's tension.
Now, you see, he's a good-looking man, right?
Yeah, and you've no problem with that.
And I've no problem with that.
You've been very clear about that for a while now.
I don't have any visceral emotional reaction to seeing a photograph of good-looking Kieran Cudahy of News Talk fame. But, yeah, are we flirting or fighting?
Right. There's a genre of romantic novel called enemies to lovers. It's like a trope in romantic novels, enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
Which end of the spectrum are you two guys at?
I think we're halfway through.
Right. There's a tipping point. It could go either way.
We've started tagging each other on social media now, right? So he tagged me, and then I put together... I spent a long time on this as well. This is the other thing.
You've invested some emotion in this relationship.
Have you seen it yet?
This is the Mariah Carey thing, is it?
No, this is what I put up last night. I knew you wouldn't have seen this.
This is a new thing?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
So someone started messaging me on Instagram about Kieran Cudahy and my man crush on him and how he's good looking, but I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with
that.
Who
is a cucumber yet?
So someone's messaging me and they were like, he's not that good looking. Get over Foley. So then what I did was... Maybe I was irrational in my reply.
Okay.
Maybe I should have contained my emotions a little bit. Instead of going, yeah, fine, everyone's got their style, everyone's got, you know, different people, different tastes.
Subjective, yeah.
Instead, I went and got a dozen photographs of Kieran Cudahy.
Okay, so we've now moved into stalker territory.
Into a very different, we're in a different space now. Do you want to see it? I made a collage.
I mean, do I want to see it? It's Kieran Cudahy. It's 12 images. Why wouldn't I want to see it?
It's at least 12, I think.
Is it? Okay, good.
Several images.
Yeah, so
what I did was, I even have him in a love heart shape. So what I did was I put together this this montage, this collage.
Right.
And I tagged it, hashtag bring back, and then I tagged Kieran, and then hashtag cash machine. Because I want him back in the cash machine making those calls, you know? And I tagged him on it, and I put it up on my social media. And I put this music in the background of it, actually, just to...
Something suitable?
Just to, well, yeah. So when you click on, you see all these images of him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to see the picture? And you can describe it for everyone. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's on my... I put it up on my Insta last night.
It's just lots of headshots of Kieran Cudahy looking dashing and delicious. Hang on a second. In the bottom right-hand corner... It's Anton Savage. What have you done?
Yeah, it's Anton. I put Anton in the bottom corner.
Sworn enemies there.
Oh, come on, sworn enemies. They're cut from the same cloth. Toothy, good-looking, current affairs chat broadcasting men.
They must have the same dentist.
Yeah. Perfect teeth. Captain of the respective debating teams. And captain of the lacrosse teams in the respective colleges as well.
You've escalated things now. So is the ball in Kieran's court?
Firmly. Now, God love him. He's to go and find 12 images of me on the internet. And that's going to get sticky, let me tell you. Hashtag bring back Kieran. He's a good looking man. You know, I'm fine with that. So we can take a photo. Where we can this
moment. Oh my God.
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me, Today FM. It's just coincidence I played a song called Kiss Me after doing the chat about Kieran Cudahy. It's not related in any way. Well, I mean, if Kieran Cudahy wanted to kiss me...
I mean, it's his call.
It would be, do you know what? It would be totally up to Kieran. All my Christmas is coming true. All my Christmas dreams and wishes coming true. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello! Happy Christmas, happy holidays, many happy returns. It's the 1st of December, here comes Christmas. And, well, we've had a week of it here on the show. We've had a week of it. First, we tracked down the Offaly fans who were at the World Cup in Qatar.
Yeah.
Then we got the woo-woo guy. We got the woo-woo guy from
the Late Late Toy Show.
Seamus was on with us.
Yeah.
And then we got the Je suis un baguette guy. He was on yesterday. Wasn't it Eddie from Limerick was on doing Je suis un baguette?
Je suis un baguette.
Absolutely, sir. Nobody's more un baguette than Eddie was, and we got him yesterday. And now JP's gone all out. You got the big guy's number. You got the digits.
I did indeed, right? Now, we struggled to connect to Qatar earlier, so I don't know what the reception is like in the North Pole, Ray.
You didn't.
I sure did.
You did
I
not.
I would. I would.
He's gonna do it. So I just hit this, and then
he should be there. Let's hope so. Yeah. Let's see if we can get a connection here.
Okay. Does it ring, or is there a ringing noise in it, or does it just go straight through?
I don't know if he's on Vodafone or what network he's on. Actually,
it's on Codec One.
Oh, Center HQ, where it's Christmas Day every day. Santa speaking. Can I help?
Oh my God! I can't believe it. Hello. Is that Santa Claus?
Oh, yes, it is, yes. Who's that?
This is Ray Foley in Today FM. This is just Santa Claus! Santa, I can't believe I'm talking to you!
Oh, yes, well, you did call me, yes.
Yeah, I suppose, it's when you dial someone's number, you'll eventually get through to them. I can't believe you're answering the phone yourself, first of all. I can imagine you're very busy, particularly this time of year. How are you getting on in the North Pole at the moment?
Oh, well, do you know, we're very busy but very excited because it's December now. Yes.
Yeah, it's finally the 1st of December, so we're nearly there. In terms of preparations, are you, like, in terms of capacity, where are you at right now with you and the elves?
Well, I would say that we're at about 87.6%.
Wow. That's a very specific number, Santa Claus.
Oh, yes. Well, it has to be, you see. We work to a very precise timetable. Yes.
Yeah, and you're working towards the 24th. I know there's a lot of kids listening now, Santa Claus.
Yes.
My own included. And they're wondering, by the 1st of December, if I'm on the naughty list, do I have a chance of getting off and onto the good list? Or is that is am I scrapped?
Oh, well, you see, I think because there's still almost a month to go, you still have a little time to redeem yourself. So
really, that's...
if you think you've been naughty all year, then you've got just a few days to prove that you really are a good person. Yes.
You're still monitoring, even in December, you're still keeping an eye on things, are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
that's interesting. Because I would have thought that given the scale of your operation, sir, that you would have so many to get through that surely by the mid to late November you would have the lists formalised. But no, there's still a chance for a change.
Okay. There is a cut-off point, though. I would say by the 20th.
By the 20th. Okay, so you've got to lock that in by the 20th.
That's right.
In terms of demand this year, Santa Claus, is it up, like, post-pandemic, or how are you getting on?
Well, the thing is, demand is up, but my budget is down, so it's rather tricky to be able to fulfill everybody's wishes, but like I always say, you might not always get what you like, but try to like what you get.
Absolutely. That's wise words. The man didn't get to where he's got with stupid words. Santa Claus, I am honored and I'm so blessed that you're going to be coming on and chatting to our kids, or to the kids of Ireland, in the next couple of weeks. We've put up a page on our website. It's todayfm.com/Santa. Moms and dads and kids can fill out the form there on the site. And then in the next couple of weeks, you'll be having chats with our listeners and our listeners' kids. Have you experience with Irish kids in particular? And are we worse or better, our kids, than those around the world?
Well, do you know, something strange happens to Irish children once they've seen the Late Late Toy Show.
Yes.
So, I think Irish children are very, very well behaved and they like lots of toys. Yes.
Well, there you go. That's Tuberty, you see, making sure that we're all kept in line on the toy show. Santa Claus, I know how busy you are. I tell you what, we'll let you go and we'll remind people to get on the website todayfm.com/Santa. Thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon.
I'm so looking forward to speaking to all the boys and girls across Ireland. Thank you so much.
I'm so starstruck. Santa, thank you so much. All the best. And love to the elves. Love to Mrs. Claus and the reindeers.
Oh, and a Merry Christmas to you too.
Santa Claus, everybody. Santa Claus. What an absolute legend. There he is. I think this is in my top three favourite Christmas songs. Kelly Clarkson and Underneath the Tree. Yeah, sure, she's ripping off Mariah Carey, but it's amazing. It's an FM playing the music you love. And if you love Christmas songs, stick on Call Out Christmas Hits. Download the Today FM app. Swipe over to the Christmas Hits station on the app. And back-to-back-to-back Christmas tunes with... We were talking to him there a minute ago.
Unbelievable.
The one and only Santa Claus was on the line. If you want to chat to Santa, fill out the form on our website, todayfm.com/Santa. Trish says, Santa sounded amazing this afternoon. And Donald says, I loved how you called Santa a legend. But he's a legend.
He's a legend.
You're pretty legend. And text, todayfm.com/Santa. Lads, is it just me or is it getting a little bit weird with this Kieran Cuddy business? Just saying laughing emoji from your namesake, Ray in Leitrim. Weird how? I suppose it's only weird. It's only as weird as you want it to be.
Well, it gets weird if it's not reciprocal, Ray, doesn't it?
It's weird for Kieran, I'd say.
Yeah.
But not for me. It's perfectly natural for me. Mm. I'm just doing what I do. I'm being who I am. I'm being me. I'm being real. I'm being true to myself. I think Kieran could be keeping an eye on his pet rabbit at this stage, right? From Trevor and Carlo. And as secretary of the Kieran Cuddihy fan club, can we address fan mail to you, Ray, or what's the story from Gary in Gorey? Gary, there's so much post that I have to trawl through at this stage. I've got a P.O. box.
Ray Foley.
But sure, I send it on through, but I can't guarantee that I'll be able to get back to you right away, but I'll do what I can, okay? All right, stick around, friends. 1st of December, here comes Christmas, and we will be making someone's Christmas in the next few minutes, trying to give away over 31? Yeah, nearly 31 grand on the Today FM Christmas cash machine, and Arctic Monkeys on the way next. Sick of this Robert Gray side. I swear to God, I'm sick of him. So goddamn talented. Catchy, talented. Robert Grace is called Not Okay. It's our All-Irish Track of the Week this week on Today FM. Okay, excellent. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. Kick-ass prize to give away with thanks to OnPost. We want to send you, stick you on a plane, send you anywhere in the world with spending money to the value of €1,000. Thanks to OnPost, we want to send you to send from the heart. We want to send you from our heart. I'll tell you how you can get in on that in a couple of minutes.
Choose your MasterCard this winter and you could get 10 euros.
Taylor Swift is Ireland's top Spotify artist, while Harry Styles' album also got top spot. These people were asked who they listened to.
My top artist was Hozier. I listened to 11,000 minutes of that man.
Elvis is number one.
Sorry, could you show up on the background?
Wolf Talons. I think Eminem was in there as well.
Doing an interview here.
It's 3 minutes past.
Go play that again. Who's your woman in the background?
Unidentified woman.
My top artist was Hozier. I listened to 11,000 minutes of that.
Sorry, could you, sorry, I just asked them, I asked this gentleman a question. I'll come to you next, sweetheart.
I listened to 11,000 minutes of that. My top artist was Hozier. I listened to 11,000 minutes.
Millionaire rock. Are you with me? Are you with me? Last Frequencies. Are you with me? Let's bongo. And a very good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name, and I have prizes. By God, do I've got prizes. This is incredible. We want you to go anywhere in the world. To your heart's desire. Take a flight. We've got a grand for you to spend. So, flight, spend the money, whatever. We've got up to €1,000 for you. All thanks to OnPost, who want you to send from the heart this Christmas. OnPost making it easy for people around the country to connect this Christmas with their gorgeous collection of Christmas stamps available in booklets of 20 across the nation's 900 post offices. Christmas doesn't have to be about big, extravagant gestures. You can keep it small, you can keep it meaningful, you can keep it personal, like a letter or a postcard or a small gift sticking in the post. With OnPost.
Where do I get my card from you?
Sorry, what?
You usually send the card around about now, don't you? Every year.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Have you not thought about your Christmas card? You have like a special photograph you take that goes in the front of the card and then you send it over to the family.
When the dog died, we stopped doing it. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Christmas buzz ruined.
Yeah, the dog is still very much dead. Pushing up daisies.
Right, okay.
We haven't done it since.
I should never have asked.
The new dog. We've never bothered.
Okay.
It's very hard. I'll ring Kate.
Don't mention it to the family, please.
No, hang on one second.
God.
I think.
You don't need to escalate this. Really, this is unnecessary.
Hang on now. I'll just.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio. Don't swear.
Oh, okay.
JP just mentioned Izzy being dead.
I did not mention Izzy being dead.
Oh, well, happy Christmas to you, JP.
Kate.
Cheers,
I'm
love.
So sorry.
Bye. I'm so sorry to bring it up. I just thought I should tell you.
No, it was this time of year, actually, as well.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Kate. Bye.
Bye.
She's crying there.
I feel like
crying there.
Yeah,
hear that?
I feel like you mischaracterized our exchange.
Did you hear
I
little
didn't
sob there?
Mention your dead.
Very devastating. It's supposed to be a happy competition, and there's you talking about my dead dog on a Christmas card. What are you laughing at?
It's like disgusting. Nervous laughter, like when you're at a funeral. You're just
what you just
nervously.
Did was awful. That was terrible. Yeah. That's Christmas ruined now. Let's see if I can try and bring it back. With OnPost connecting people all over the world this Christmas, they want to send you to reconnect with a loved one anywhere in the world. So instead of sending a postcard or a Christmas card,
or a mass card,
you can send yourself. Every day this week, flights anywhere in the world, spending money to the value of €1,000, and you receive a bumper OnPost Christmas hamper as well. This is fantastic. With booklets of the brand new Christmas stamps as well as Christmas gift boxes and bags. If you want to get in to win, all you have to do is identify where we're doing the deliveries, are we?
Yeah, we're in the van again.
We're going to hop up into the OnPost van and we're going to do a few deliveries. But what locality are we driving around in the van this afternoon? Now, you hop in there,
shut
JP.
The door, sir, will you?
I'm driving today. Shotgun. Your shotgun. Loads of Amazon deliveries, actually.
Start it up, moment.
It's Black Friday week, so I'm doing loads of deliveries this week. So where are we? It's a town. Township.
Yeah.
It's very big. There's a boom town, you know. It's a boom town.
Do you know the name of this place? It's the same backwards and forwards. That's called a palindrome, right?
A palindrome?
Yeah.
How do you spell palindrome?
P-A-L-I-N-D-R-O-M-E. Right.
That's not the same backwards. That's E-M. Did you know a very famous 007 is from this neck?
Daniel Craig is from there.
Don't be ridiculous.
What?
I'm in Pierce Brosnan, you fool.
Yeah. Tommy Tiernan actually in them.
Tommy Tiernan wasn't 007, you fool.
Neither was Dylan Moore, but he's from this neck of the woods.
Do you know it's twinned with Bobbio in Italy?
Bobbio.
Right.
And it's where the River Boyne and the Blackwater meet as well.
I think we've given you everything you need to know. What's the town? 0874 100 102. This is Today FM. Days aching, nights alone, even after all this time. Lewis Capaldi, let's forget me. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Let's do this. We can do this right now. This is with OnPost. We want you to send from the heart. We want to send you somewhere in the world. You pick a destination. You want to hook up with someone. Or you want to meet up with someone. Someone you miss. Someone you love. Get on a plane and pick a flight with spending money up to the value of €1,000. An amazing prize. All you have to do is identify the locality we were driving around in the van.
Please bear with.
It's on. Oh, it's line 3. Sorry, I made a dope of that now altogether. It's ringing.
Should be Cork, this. I'd say that's Mallow. That's a Mallow ringtone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello,
is that Brian?
It is indeed.
Hello, loving. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Yeah, very good.
Very good. What are you up to today? You working? What are you up to?
Work. I'm just on the way home from work.
All right. What do you work at?
I work with a laboratory supply company.
Oh, what are they called?
Davidson and Hardy.
I know them well. Well, I know Hardy well. Davidson less so. where do you live in Mallow? Where are you from?
I live in Mallow. Yeah. I'm from Kerry, though.
You're Kerry, man. We have to declare that from the outset and make sure declare our interests. Before I get the answer off you, do you want to say hello to anyone today?
Just my family, my wife and kids, and my sister Colleen are in Kerry.
Beautiful. What's your wife's name?
Noreen.
And kids' names?
Adam and Keane.
Very good. Hi to the gang then. Right, let's have a look at this. This is, we were driving around, we're amazing delivery men. Doing the deliveries for OnPost in the OnPost van with €1,000 on the line, or €1,000 flights anywhere in the world with spending money to the value of €1,000. We've also got a bumper OnPost Christmas hamper, including buckets of brand new Christmas stamps and Christmas gift boxes and bags. Brian and Mallow, tell me, where were we driving around?
Navan
is right. Absolutely right, sir. Well done. You're our winner this afternoon.
Oh, Brian.
Come here. Who do you want to send a letter to? Send an OnPost stamp and card to?
To my wife.
Yeah, fair enough. That's all right. Yeah.
Here's that's
a,
okay.
You could just hand it to her.
Like, no, no, you don't use the stamps. He's got stamps. He's got stamps coming out his ears.
To be fair,
we're giving him a hamper of stamps crying out loud.
You know what, Ray? You're right.
I'm dead right. You know when I'm right, I'm right. Yeah. Brian, congratulations, sir. Enjoy the flight. Do you know where you want to go? Or are you any ideas for holidays next year?
Nothing yet. We've hopefully Spain sometime in the
summer. Oh, yes, a bit of heat. And it'll be lovely.
Exactly.
Sunshine and red wine.
Warm you up. 1st December, Brian. Yeah. Happy Christmas. Thanks so much for coming on. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Hello. By the way.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Brian. Stay safe. Cheers, Mike. Bye, 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 bye. We'll do it again tomorrow on Today FM. Oh, man. As the lights are twinkling in the sky, evenings are growing darker and longer. And we look forward to the holiday season. This is Today FM. Jones and M&EK. Where did you go? This is Today FM playing the music you love. That's our little broadcast done and dusted for another day. What day on the soft launch are we at now, JP?
162, I think.
163, it says today.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fired. Congratulations, you're fired. You got it wrong. I mean, that's just the basics.
I was only 1 hour.
So much we didn't get to do on the show today, yeah. We didn't get to do Santa Claus is Coming to Down.
Yeah.
Where we exclusively confirmed that Santa Claus will be calling to the Mourne County, that's County Down, to deliver Christmas presents to the good boys and girls of the locality this season. In Santa Claus is Coming to Down. Santa Claus is coming to Down. Great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2. Have a lovely evening.
With the ongoing war in Ukraine affecting the cost of energy.